Yeah, again, with somewhat mixed feelings, I think. I didn't know enough about the facts, I suppose, to make a complete judgment. But it did seem unfair to me that all the pits were being closed down when a lot of them were not worked out. In that there was more coal there. And it was always very sad when you see men losing their jobs, because, and particularly for some of the Welsh mining areas, because that had been the culture and the life for such a long time, and the whole thing was being destroyed by the pit shutting down. It was a complete change of life. Generations had worked the pit, and it was the tradition that the sons followed fathers. And this was just blocked, it was stopped, which I found a very hard thing.
What was your opinion of the way the miners were portrayed on television?
I don't think it was particularly an honest portrayal. No, I think it was a slightly biased one in favour of the government and in favour of the cuts. I might be wrong, but that's my sort of immediate reaction to it. I think possibly that they were, I don't know, perhaps shown to be perhaps ignorant or just stupid. But they were nothing of the sort. They're intelligent, skillful men whom I have every admiration for, having actually been down a coal mine myself as a youngster and been quite terrified by the whole experience and the thought of working in conditions like that. They were terrific men. They were brave and tough, and the camaraderie between them was something very unusual. And something very precious, I think, and this was killed off by the closing of the pits.
Was there anything that you saw in the coverage that changed your attitude towards the strike or towards strikes in general?
I think, oh, the pointlessness of it, because they didn't achieve what they wanted to achieve. Because I had a feeling that all the decisions were a foregone conclusion. Well, to say this, I think that's often the case with a lot of official decisions, that they talk about consultations, but the decision has already been made.